Begin the current daf. Set the sukkah daf. Lamed beis. Begin lamed beis. Begin chase the master. Begin with the gemara. Shedrish alulav, the spine of the lulav, which Tracy points out that Bereis the perek mapelis and needed a chavov merav meseyeya leila the pranach supports the opinion of pranach that he holds that this it's the shedr of the lulav that has to come out from the tefach hadas, not just the leaves of it, which is what we're quoting here in the Dibbim Masvot Tesis. The Tani Oishir is Yidim in Sabraya. He taught the Chamishish here in Teva. There are five things that the measurement is a Teva. One of them is the spine of Lulam. You see that what has to be coming out another Tefach is not just the leaves, but it has to be the spine. Now, Shmuel, who he holds that, no, only the Lulam needs to be, not necessarily the Shedra, Loi Chayish is not concerned for this Braise, because the Limasani Bede B'chib Rebbeisha is not taught in the authoritative Braise of the B'chib Rebbeisha. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to his opinion. So, three of those tefachim is for the hadas. Mashal lulav, and the rest is for the lulav. Which Pesach contradicts. Actually explains what do you mean the hashah, but avia. Shaysaf to the lulav. This extra quarter that you add on by the lulav, which is tefach bigger. But tefach keilu should be the same tefachim that we're discussing. And the yeshvam which comes ahead, there are actually some texts that explicitly right. But tefach lulav. Now, b'chol ish in the barshu, whichever way you're going to explain, lemetuk mahid etanya. We can't explain the brisa nidav chavam merav that we quote in the previous cases. It says chamishah shurim tefach rabbi tarfin that you have five that the measurement is tefach. Like to say like a tarfin over here, need them is going to be like a tarfin because the tefach of lulav in the shabbat lachem. The tefach of lulav is not the same to all the other that their shiurim of tefachim is a sixth of an amma. According to tarfin, like our gemara concludes, either smaller or bigger than that, and therefore it's obviously not like a tarfin. Next test master begins with the gemara dulva. What is that? So it's 8 armen. It's from the chestnut tree, kashnar, which kaluhu, it answers the Gemara's question about the, it's got to be plated. It's plated. Kach pirish, because that's how Rashi explains. Now, however, the Gemara pregnant in my kirin, Rashi and the Chavkim of Medav says that the kashnar got a sermon at Ozim. It's actually counted not one of, not as a chestnut tree, but actually one of the cedar types of trees. And but the time it says actually the ain't the kashnar, it's not the chestnut. Because it's not plated, and therefore obviously it cannot be the way Rashi said. Kishnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, the Chadach Enoyim, and this fails in its ways being ways that paths that are sweet, because behind Mibra's is them, Kukaitim, that it pricks the hands like thorns, Shadash Olin, Asturin Chadmi Kamatha, because the edges of the leaves are made pointy like a needle, and therefore it's disqualified from the Chadach Enoyim. Robert brings a different passage, Emma Surashoma Hebu, that has to be peace. And love, and truth, and that's not the case, as Rashi says. But the end of the Shalom, this is not truth. It's not peace. And the reason why is Shu'asa Samamavis. It's made for the portion of death, and therefore it's not peace and Shalom. Kaf Fisher, because that's what Rashi explains. Now, but there's Lachinim Hutzkut Loimer Tamut Niatzma Kol Karov, and nothing did Rashi need a separate pasuk, a separate interpretation for every single pasuk. Where for one he said it's a lack of noyem. For one he said it's a lack of emes shalom. So the chol chachayich atavayu, both reasonings about pricking the hand and or samamavus applies to each one of the psukim. So you don't have to say a separate interpretation for each one. Now on mitech perusha mashma, mash interpretation that explains that that hirduf is not emes shalom because it's samamavus. Mashma sounds like the hirduf hainu hardufni. The Perikel Trebus and Gemara Chulin Dav Chol Namches Maveis regarding Achuzas Dam, it was possessed by blood, or it's like it congested blood, but Vashanus was smoke, or Vashachal Ardufni, Ve'ev Ardufni, Shehusam Hamavas Abahema, which that is a death potion for an animal. It's not going to be a treifa, even though it's going to end up dying, it's not a chasar. Therefore, Rashi explains over here that it's not Emes Vashalom, because it's Hamavas Abahema, so obviously he holds a hirdu as a similar Ardufni. Rashi says the Efshalmi case is not possible to say because milk and perikol like salvers in the Gemara Pesachim of Lamtesam and Av could be more. The Kachashim Hirdufni, it mentions over there Hirdufni Gavirakis by the herb Shadim Yitzvim in Dechavatz of Pesach. The person can fill his obligation of Pesach. The Hirduf Pasul Hasam. Now, whereas Hirduf actually is invalid for more from the Mamatzah, just like from Matzah, Minzroim is a certain types of a seed of plant. Afmar Minzroim also has to be a certain type of plant, which excluding Hirduf, it's not a type of zeret, rather eight. So, rather, obviously, from the fact that the Gemara differentiates over there between Hirduf, which is not Kosher Mar, because not Tebezram, to the Hirdufni, which is Kosher Mar, but obviously we see two different types. And therefore, as Tosfos says, so you have to see a different interpretation, not like Rashi, because Hirduf is not a Samam Mabas. But the Hang Lechoshim, Lenoyam, Veleshalem, which Tosfos says it's all the same, it's not sweet and it's not peaceful, Lefisha Rashi, all of Chodin Vokes and Nesvidan. Because, like he said in the previous Divin Maskal, because the edges of its leaves are sharp and pointy, and it pricks the hand. And Morvus says Tosfos, of high time on this reasoning, that's not Bechla Emes Veleshalem. And not Terchedachanoim, we'll have a Muslim, and we couldn't have said Gabimar, which we, why can't you say it's possible that by Mar too, it's also not Terchedachanoim? So it says, no, Shayachal Akresha, because it's a Mar, you could grind it, Lahasa Uktai, Velechalo, to remove its thorns and eat it like that. So that wouldn't be a problem of Terchedachanoim, Mems Bashamahibu, if you had to say the reason, because it's not a type of Zeroim. You have to have it exactly as it grows. And therefore, it's going to be prickly, and that's why it's Chasan Derechadachanaim and Emes Vashal Ahebo. Kinnik says, with the words Zigmar, it's Losa Tarfi Bechad Kinnam. If you have three leaves in one point. So actually, what does Chad Kinnam mean? So Shlesha on the Kanecha, it means three leaves in one stem. One, the Yetzim Etech Ukazachad, it's coming out from one edge. One point. Okay, like Rashi explains. That's what Rashi explains the Hadash Shaita when there's two and one, you have two leaves in one tail, meaning one point from the branch. No matter one leaf coming from the bottom, but it's coming and riding on the other two. It's a very strong stringency. It's not so common to find literally coming out of the same okets. Maybe chadkin and mikuk shim smooth and medukam is everything. It's just that they were in the near and attached to each other. But after this kolach books, even though each one is coming out from its own point on the branch, and that it's lost between the chad haviyasvi, that's considered as three of the points are in not literally one okitz, but it's considered in one pot. It's like the Gemara says in Mavukamad of the Chazam Abay Shleish to call them Shor Achas. We have three trees in one row, and It's not one okets, it's just near each other. Here also, when you have three leaves, it's not coming out of the same stem, the same point. It's near each other. That's considered b'chadkina in one row, which is more common than having out of the same okets.